Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to the Time Like Men How Poetry Found Me podcast, where we try to address all things inspirational, spiritual, mental, and physical to have you to get on a better course with your life. And understanding that every day is a challenge for everybody on the planet, regardless of whether you're dream chasing or whether you're just trying to make your way to work or whether you're just trying to strategize on what it takes for you to be the person that you aspire to be. And we greatly encourage on this podcast that you take a moment to write things down. Anything that's inspirational, anything that may cause you to do something a different way. Writing is therapy for the mind. Writing is a release of thoughts. Writing is a purging of everything that you have in your mind that you may consistently, that you may think may be consistently holding you back, or it could be something that you write that's inspirationally moving you forward. But that's what we're here to do on this planet, and that's what we're here to do with our lives. And today is season 14, episode 1. I've come a long way from season 1 to episode 14. And oftentimes when you get to a point of understanding, you want to try to provide clarity, not only for yourself, but for others to understand the road that you travel. And this particular podcast, I'm just trying to address spontaneity. Most of the time when we live our lives, it's a mundane process. It's like we go and do the same thing over and over and over again, right? So we say, but in all actuality, no day is ever the same. A lot of time when I talk to people at work or talk to people that I may be generally passing by and you say what's up to them, they say same old thing, just a different day. And I sometimes concur because it's like, okay, you woke up, you come to work, and then you get off, same thing. But what I began to notice when they say that, and I notice this in myself first, is that nobody ever really tracks from the time they wake up to the time they get to work all the things that they did differently today than they did yesterday. Because they're like the minute details of your life. Because the grand thing that you think of or that I may think of is that I'm getting up, I'm putting on my clothes, I'm eating food, and I'm going to work. Same old thing, just a different day. And when you think about that, you try to think about, well, where's the spontaneity and all of that? Like, how can I live a life where I could do something that's unpredictable? Well, the first thing you could do to see and understand if you've done anything unpredictable is just watch how you wake up, right? I mean, that's the key ingredient to this whole thing. And I try to tell people this every single time I talk to them. I even try to tell myself this as well. I said, the most spontaneous thing that you have is the fact that you woke up. And I know that sounds mundane. I know that sounds simplistic. But there is no guarantee that when you lay down, you wake up, right? But you understand that when you lay down, you've already made these plans for tomorrow. So in your mind, it's a given that you're going to wake up. But sometimes on the planet, some people don't wake up. And they could have had the same plans to do something different than they did yesterday. But let's just say, sake of argument, you're up. What do you notice about yourself when you wake up? If you didn't look in the mirror yesterday and you looked in the mirror today, that's different. If you normally drink water first, but you eat a fruit, that's different. Those things are things that are altering your mind when you become aware of it. That's why, like, wise men always say, be mindful of your thoughts and be very aware of the movements that you make, because it's the movements that shows you how your direction is going to go. But most importantly, you got to guard your mind. Sometimes when we wake up, we're groggy. Sometimes we wake up from a sleep and we're mad and we don't even know why. Sometimes it might be from the day before, but we're mad and we don't even know why. Sometimes you can wake up and then you're silent and you don't even understand what the silence may mean, because the whole house could be silent. Then you can wake up joyful, and you don't even know why you woke up joyful. You could have had a good dream, or you could have just woke up in just good spirits. The house could just have good energy. It could be a number of things, but where is the spontaneity? Okay, so once you have done all of that, so let's just say you get up and you get your normal routine, you follow your normal routine, and then now you're ready to exit the house. When you exit your house, what do you see? And I'll tell you what I see. Every morning, most of the time when I exit my house, I try to stand and see or hear a bird sing. Because I'm looking for that, right? But what if I don't get it? The next thing I do is I look at the trees and just say, if that doesn't move me, then I have a tendency to look out at the sky. Especially like if the sun is rising, there are no clouds. Or if there's clouds, and then as the sun reflects off those clouds, it lights up the edges of them and then give them their color. And then as I'm going downstairs, I look to interact with the people that I see, or just look to see what everybody is doing. I do anything that I can to see if that little spark will give me a different energy for my day. Because this is a day that I have to maximize. This is a day where spontaneousness, if there is such a word, becomes full fold for me. Because it's not about yesterday. Yesterday has flown the coop, man. It ain't ever coming back. And then I can't even get to tomorrow because I just got to finish up today. And a lot of times we mistake today for yesterday and we mistake today for tomorrow. But even in our present state, you still have to look and not be mundane about your life. It's your life at this moment that you must live to its fullest capacity every second, that you maximize the moments that you have on this planet, because it's the only guarantee that you're going to see the earth today. And that means, like, if you're driving to work and you normally go one way, and I remember Tony Robbins saying this a long, long time ago in a book, he said, if you're used to driving the same way every time, it becomes rote to you. It's almost like you can fall asleep or be in a daze and still get there in time because you're doing the same thing. He said, but however, if you make a right when you never do, it changes the landscape. It changes your mind. It changes the direction. And then if you are late, you can't make the right because now you just got to get there. So it may call you to speed, which may be different than you normally do because you're usually not trying to put the pedal to the metal to get to work on time. If you get to a light, and then if you turn to your right or you turn to your left and you see these two cars, you didn't see these two cars yesterday. You didn't see these two people yesterday. They got their music on. One got there. One is on their phone. All these things that you can see during the day while you're out here trying to live your life are things or guys to let you know that you're on the planet, but you got to be alive. You got to be interactive with your moment. That doesn't mean you have to tell somebody to roll down the window so you can speak. You can just acknowledge the fact that you see two cars that you didn't see yesterday, and that should encourage you as you make your way to work. We're as human beings, we're not finding inspiration anymore. Everybody wants to give you what they think you need to be inspired. Now, I'm not saying that those things or those people or aren't needed, but the greatest source of inspiration is you. It's going to always be you. And you got to be able to look into your own little intricacies to find out what's going to make you happy today. And today for me, I got up this morning and I looked around and I said, well, I need to go for a run today. Needless to say, now, when it wasn't like when I jumped, I was like, hoorah, I'm going to go run today. I had to process my mind to get into the goal of running today. So that means I had to drink some water. I had to stretch. And I had to do my push-ups. I had to do my sit-ups. I had to do those things that would get me into the mode of running. But my mind was already in that zone of doing it. Now I just got to get my body to react to the whole notion of me getting ready to go for a run. So I do my stretching, and I didn't do it the same way I did it on my previous run, and I'm mindful of that. I'm trying to watch. I'm trying to feel for how my body feeling for this particular run. My body was like, come on, man. What we doing here, man? You know? Say, look, I got to get up and go run. We got to get up and make this right. This body got to stay in shape, and I'm not going to stay in shape if I just sit up in the house all the time. So I get through the stretching, and then I get up. I proceed out the door. Now, this particular time, I had like several different routes that I like to run, and I had to choose one in my mind as to which one is going to give me the greatest impact and allow me to see the most of nature today, like the trees and the clouds and the breeze and all those things that comes along with just trying to be actively alive. I chose my pattern, and then the wind was blowing. And then as I'm beginning to start my run, I just look around. And the cars that I saw today, I didn't see on my last run. And they're building a new building up right up here up the street, but I never saw the cars there, and I never saw the drivers there and the workers there, but today I saw the workers. And as I'm doing this, I'm processing my day, and I'm saying, man, this is a great day to see all of this. And I'm asking you, and I'm pausing for a moment to ask you, what have you seen today that was different than yesterday? And if you saw anything that's different today than yesterday, then it's not the same day. It's not the same mundane thing. Even if you are on your way to work, even if you are on your way to create something, even if you're on your way to the store, nothing is ever the same for the human being. And then to even take it a step further, when you wake up the next day, like when you woke up today, you're a day older. You're a second older than you were a second ago. So time is always advancing us forward. But the thing is, if it's advancing us forward, then how do you feel alive? How do you feel that you're actively participating in the moments that you have today? Those are mountains that we have to climb. And the human being is constantly being bombarded with trying to make us slothful. To make it where we don't want to move, to make it where all we want to do is sit in misery. We don't want to exercise the cake to take care of the vessel that God has provided for us today to make sure it's healthy to take us to a further life down the line. We're bombarded with this idea that you can eat all day and not exercise when the body was specifically made for that conditioning. And then you're conditioned to think that you need people to always try to inspire you, instead of you inspiring yourself, instead of you being active in your own life to find and draw within your own inspirational self the things that's going to prepare you for today. We got people telling us every day that they're trying to teach us how to think. There's like a billion books in this world, and everybody has some information for how we need to do things. And don't get me wrong, I'm a writer too. But I don't want to write to tell you what to do. I want to write to show you what inspiration looks like, what turmoil looks like, what gratitude looks like, what loving God is like when you write it, or what God's like when you feel it, when you feel that power. We don't necessarily know how to take back our lives anymore. Our lives are there for people to direct us, not for us to be independent beings. And you came into this world as an independent being. And along your travels, everybody has conditioned us to be who and what we are today. And there's nothing wrong with that as long as you're actively living your life the way you see fit. I don't necessarily know what that looks like for you, but I know it has to look like something, because you get up every day and you want to make this world valuable to your very existence. And to do that, you have to wake up and be focused on, how can I make today inspirational? How can I make this life inspiring for me? How can I go to work, even though it's work, to look at it differently? What is different about today What is different about me today? You have to get into the ideal of being able to do that. You have to ground yourself in the idea that today is different. Even though it may seem the same, but on the calendar, it's a different day. In your body, it's a different day. It's just a different day. And you can't put an old mind on a new day unless you corrupt the new day. And this is where I find myself. I never really knew what trying to be spontaneous was. But I always felt that I did, because I would never try to appreciate, I would never try to incorporate yesterday into today. I've always been like that. But I think the greatest thing about trying to understand that is, as you travel along this life and you begin to age, and nobody imparts wisdom or knowledge into you, then you're left to learn on your own. But you even go to school, and some people drop out of school. Some people go on to achieve great things in school. Some people who drop out of school go on to create things that change the world. Some people in school could do the same thing. Or they can work for the people who created something to help, you know, push the world forward. And I think that's what our life means. We got to find our niche in the world and do those things that becomes relevant to what true happiness is. And I used to think that a lot of times true happiness was how much stuff you can amass, what you can do with all the things that you have. But at the end of the day, and nothing really matters. And the reason I'm telling you about the spontaneity part of it, because as I look in my abode now, there's nothing in this world that I could take with me. There's no memory that I have that I could take with me. My memories aren't even going to follow me. I mean, that's so deep on a level of spirituality that it made me take a pause for a minute. And I think about this one like pretty much all the time. Like, there's nothing that I have in this planet, on this world, like nowhere is there anything that I could take with me. I can't even take my dreams. I can't even take my goals. But what spontaneity will do for you is that once you realize that, like when you internalize and it makes you take a pause and you realize that you grew from your mother's womb into a full-grown person, and you watch the people in front of you pass away, regardless of where they are in the world, they didn't take anything with them. And neither will you, and neither will I. So what does life really mean when people break down so much for you and they tell you so many ways to do so many things, but what does it mean in the grand scheme of things? And here's an extension of that. One day, I was looking at a bird in a tree. And the bird was perched on the highest branch, on the thinnest branch, in between some leaves, and it maintained perfect balance. Now, as I watched this bird, I then began to realize that when it flies away, that moment will no longer exist for me. So I'm going to watch it until it does. For 4 minutes, I watched that bird. And when it flew away, the moment changed. Now, in my mind, I still see the image. You get it? Because I spontaneously stood there all by the fact that it was on the branch, on the very end of a thin branch with perfect balance. But what I forgot to tell you is that I had my camera, and I think I took the picture of the moment it flew away, or the moment that it was perched on the branch. Now, my question to you is, do I take that with me? Does me seeing the bird take flight, do I take that with me? I say no. But what it did for me that day was to give me a different perspective of spontaneity. It made me take a moment to take in the beauty of life that day, as I am doing today. So my goal is to get you to understand in the most simplest of ways, when you are alive, that's time to be spontaneous. Like, you can wake up, and if you got a wife, or if you wake up and you got a husband and they're asleep and you looking, what's wrong with you kissing them on the cheek? That's something you never done before. Well, do it. Well, if you get up and you normally kiss them on the cheek and you don't, it's not that you don't love them. It's just something that you do different. And some people just believe in the same old routine, but it's not the same routine. If you, in order to have the same routine, down to the last millisecond, everything you do has to be the same way every day, and that's virtually impossible. Even though you may go through the motion of the bulk part of it, like waking up. Okay, I wake up. I go to the bathroom. Yeah, I go to the bathroom. I go to the kitchen. Yeah, I go to the kitchen. I grab water. Yeah, you grab water. Then I go back to the bedroom. Sit on the bed. Yeah, you do all that. But how did you walk the day before? Was there a pep in your step yesterday? Or was there a pep in your step today? Because nothing is ever really the same, no matter what anybody tells you. And like, even over the history of me listening to scientists and all that stuff, they say that the body remakes itself. Almost every day is doing something to regenerate itself. Well, how can you still be the same? It's our thinking. That's something that we don't want to change. And we've come a long way in this world, ladies and gentlemen. A long way in terms of the technological advances that these men and women have given us. And some people have taken these things by the hand, and they are running to a level of success that's almost unprecedented for generations past. But we're still doing the same thing. We're aiming for goals to change this world, and that's beautiful. So if the people that are creating things are doing this, and then you being the end user, taking the creation and doing something with it, then why don't you look at your life like that? And my thing is, like, people create phones, they create irons, they create seats, they create glass, they create anything that you can name, they create. But you don't believe that there's a God that created you so that you can get out here and be created too, so that you can get out and have spontaneity as well? Like, you can't be trapped into the illusion that because somebody put a phone in your hand, that's it. Now, you may not be able to, you may not create a phone, not saying that you wouldn't be able to, but you can create your life every day. You can make it anew every day, even with the phone in your hand. And I always tell people, when they talk to me about creativity, I say, well, or I'll give you an example. Like, people may go shopping, and then you can hear them say, you know, I came in the store and I didn't write my order down. And I would say to them, but you got your phone. You can put it in your phone, and when you put it in your phone, when you get there, you look at your phone, then it's on there, and then you don't forget it. Oh, I like the old-fashioned way. Okay, well, that's you not using your technology. I don't really say that, but when they say I like the old-fashioned way, I'd be like, okay, well, technology is not useful for them. But then someone would be like, oh, yeah, I never thought about it. That's right. Because that needed to be injected into their lives. Whether they do it or not, it's not really for me to say. It's just sometimes people point things out to me. But that's just the beauty of life, though. And once it's said and done, ain't nothing nobody can do for you. But you got to be doing while you're living. You got to be spontaneous while you're living. And you got to want to live a high quality of life so that the vessel that you have can sustain the energy that's in you so that you can become the person that you want to be. I don't know how to tell you how to be rich. I don't even know how to tell you to be spiritual. I don't know how to tell you to exercise. I don't know how to tell you what to eat. But what I can tell you is that when you wake up in the morning, you got the right to choose anything that you want. I mean, like in America, you could be anything that you want. And I still say it to this day more so than any part in the world that I know of. You can wake up every day and be whatever you want. But you don't want to control the spontaneousness of your life. You don't want to let go sometimes and see where it takes it just so you can feel what it feels like to let life take over sometimes. We're all supposed to be great beings. Great beings at doing what? Your life is the most precious thing that you have. I know a lot of you won't believe me and you don't quite understand it, but your life is the most important thing that you have. It's more valuable than any gold. It's more valuable than any book. It's more valuable than anybody trying to tell you what to do. The reason your life is so valuable to you is because you were permitted by the divine creator to see everything that this world has to offer. Because once the eyes close, you will never see this again. And I literally mean that you will never see this again. Why? Because this vessel that you're in is the vessel that you were assigned while you were alive on this planet. And it's up to you to take care of it. It's up to you to understand it. It's up for you to have the mind and the fortitude and the strength to try to live it to the maximum capacity of your life so that when you do get to that stage and you're getting ready to go back to the infinite, you can say, I lived a pretty good life. And I don't know what a pretty good life means, and you don't know what it means to anybody else, but it does mean that you reach a peak where you know, man, this is where it is. This is where I feel the most alive. And that doesn't mean like jumping out of planes or, you know, trying to swim with crocodiles or trying to, you know, master a python. It just means that with your life, you're able to see, be, and do the things that's going to bring you clarity. And I'm not even going to go with the level of happiness, because happiness comes almost to tangible things that you see. But when you can vibrate at a level of joy, like, man, to see that bird today was just beautiful, man. Oh, it was the most inspirational thing there was. Or to see the cloud, man, and the sun just, and the suns were hidden behind it for just a few minutes. And then when it came back out, it regenerated my whole being. Man, I spent time with my nieces and nephews. Or I spent time with my wife. I spent time with my husband. I spent time with my kids. I spent time with this group that I'm in. And most of all, you can say, I spent time with myself, which is the greatest gift that you can give your whole being, is to spend some time with yourself. Because your mind yearns to speak to you, to let you see these thoughts and ideas. And it's also made for you to quiet those thoughts and ideas as long as you're out here trying to accomplish the highest level of thinking, where you can get beyond thinking to have a very inspirational life. These are the things that kind of make life worth something. The cars don't, everybody think that it does. The clothes don't, everybody seem to think that the latest gear is. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't buy it or have the right to have those luxuries, man. Do what you want, man. But remember that when you buy it, it becomes old. And when you drive it, it becomes older. And as you age, it becomes common. But challenging your mind every day to reach a higher level is endless. And it's endless until the day you and I go back to that place from which we come. And here's the thing. Nobody knows where that is, but every day people leave the planet. So ladies and gentlemen, just try to think and look and put your life in a spontaneous mode. And always remember, every day is a spontaneous day. And what will cause that spontaneity is you paying attention to your life down to the minutest of detail, but not haggle over whether something is good or bad. You determine it as you go along. Your life force will tell you, like, nah, man, that's not it. Or, man, that felt really, really good. But you are the person that makes those things happen. You will always be the person that make those things happen. Even if somebody comes along and influence you, it's up to you to take the action to make it work. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me in season 14, episode number 1. And hope that your life becomes spontaneous. And in parting, I got 3 quotes for you. 2 is from my mom and 1 is from myself. My mom say, and she said to my sisters and my brothers, I may give out, but I'll never give up. So when you're looking for spontaneity, that's what you're looking for. Something that makes you get up every morning. Even if it's mundane, it makes you appreciate the day that you're working in. My mom also said, nobody lives forever. Which brings me back to you being even more spontaneous. So since you don't live forever, then what do you do with the time that you have that's in forever? How do you go about trying to make sure that your days are full, that you're happy, and that you're bleeding joy into the world mentally? And the quote that I have, my quote is, life does not require more from you. Life does not require less from you. Life only requires that you maximize your 24 hours, and in doing so, you can have anything that you desire. See, because we all got the same 24 hours. And regardless of the circumstances that we may have, you still got 24 hours. And it does not escape one baby, and it does not escape one elder. You got 24 hours to do what you got to do today. And if you get up tomorrow, you got another 24 hours to get up and do what you're going to do. That's what life requires you. Life wants you to maximize your day. Until we meet again, ladies and gentlemen, peace.